Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday version. This is volume 26, number 8, our drop date, Monday, May 25th, 2026. Happy Memorial Day to you all. I am your host, C. Willie. We are coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. Branded clothing, the best in branded giveaways. Just see Jim and his team, DetroitShirt.com. Joined this week again by my lovely and talented co-host,
Quarter Peep, and you guys are not going to believe who we have on this week. Woohoo!
We are pretty fired up for this. He is a great friend of the show, one of our fantastic supporters, and an absolutely amazing artist in his own right. Andrew Nichols joins us. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be on.
Well, this is great. You know, we've known you for a while through the Michigan music scene. You talked to us a little bit ago about the fact that you're making a go at this and, you know, what can we do? And wow, how much fun is it at your side to just be introducing yourself to the scene?
It's energizing. It is something that I never thought that I would actually do. It's, of course, you know, I dreamed of it ever since I was a little kid, but when I'm been surrounding myself with all these incredible artists, musicians, singers, yeah, songwriters, I'm like, you can't help but get infectious from the energy.
Like, well, and this is a relatively new thing for you. You've got a song that we're going to talk about a little later on. This is being released. It was just released a few days ago. But you mentioned some of the folks that have been around you. Of course, a lot of our fans, a lot of the folks that follow us know your sister, Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Daniels.
Well, not she's my first song. She's my sister from another mister.
Okay, well, still, same thing. Still there. But we the first song that we have queued up, and we'll talk a little more about this, is Have I Told You Lately? Where you are featuring her with in this song. How much fun is it to work with her and then the other folks that we've all become close with here in the Detroit area?
It's inspiring to see the absolute motivation, the love, just everybody wanting to work together, everybody wanting to uplift each other. There's not really any negativity going back and forth. Everyone wants to see everybody succeed, and to be around it and to have that in the room and to have that be like my inspiration coming up as a new artist is incredible. Like, it's insanely energizing.
Well, and you've got some heavy hitters in your corner too. Of course, mm-hmm. Jackie, who's doing some amazing things in the greater Detroit area and throughout the country. But our guest last week was Louis Lee, and he started naming off a number of folks that he was working with, and your name came up.
It did.
As somebody that folks need to be watching, and that's got to be great to have that kind of support.
It is. It's humbling. It really is to know that there's these artists that I have been in awe of, that I've been watching and spending time around and learning. I mean, it was Jackie and Louie that inspired me to start songwriting. We were down, it was actually when you and I, when the both of you and I met, when we were down in Nashville, and we're all just hanging around a kitchen island, and Louie and Jackie started writing, and I'm like, and then it was Country Kid Nico said a little saying, and it's my second song that we'll talk about, and it inspired me. And on the plane ride home, I wrote a song. It was,
oh, that is so cool.
You know, just everyone in Michigan has been so inspiring on my entire journey and incredibly helpful. There has not been a single time that I've reached out that, you know, hey, can you help me with this? Or what do you think of this? That I haven't gotten a response and an honest response. But most of them all say, make sure to stick true to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't just take my advice. That's it. Don't say what I do. Find you.
That's absolutely it.
I was just going to ask, like, what was the best advice you ever got? Obviously, that's it. Stay true to yourself.
Stay true to yourself, because that's what's going to show up for people. I mean, I always say, like, you know, these artists, they've all got something different about them. And it's something that they love and they're bringing to the table. So, and they're rocking it out. Michigan scene is rocking it out right
now. Oh, Michigan scene is amazing. But I think the, as a whole, the independent scene, and it's exactly what you're talking about. It's not listening to somebody at corporate on the 54th floor of the skyscraper that's saying, no, we need you to write this. Mm-hmm. It's staying true and it's doing what is important to you.
And it's like working with Louis, you know, he's been coaching me on so many things, but what he's doing too is he's making sure to help, he's guiding me. It's not so much coaching as it is guiding for me to find that sound for myself, for which we have found this new song you're going to love. You know, and even the people that are on this level, they're so willing to help out someone who's just starting out and not make them seem or feel dumb about it. Like, I never question myself. It's, do you want to do that? Yes. Okay, let's do this. Let's make it you.
I think it's like in a good business model, you want folks that you're working alongside. They may be competitors, but everybody succeeds. We all get better.
Yes.
And I think that's a lot of what this whole Michigan music scene is about. Everybody helps everybody else because we all want to get better.
If someone has to fail, eventually we all fail.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like a name of a song.
That might be the next one that he writes.
Credit Vehicle City Center.
Quick, write it down.
Hey, Andrew, the first song that we have queued up, as we mentioned or alluded to earlier, Jackie Daniels is a part of this one, and it is a beautiful song. Oh, and I'm really angry with you about the very end of this because it draws a tear.
Most people are.
Every time I listen. Can you tell us a little bit about the backstory with Have I Told You Lately?
So the first song, it was actually Jackie and I standing around a bonfire, and I had just lost my mom. You know, it was abrupt. It was, you know, something we weren't expecting. And, you know, a few months later, we're standing around and Jackie's like, keep telling you, you need to do this. And I was like, well, I don't know what to do. And she literally is like, what about your parents' song? She had always known it. My parents, you know, it's a Rod Stewart cover that my mom, every single night after my dad passed about 9 years ago, she listened to it every single night. Like, my parents had the most incredible love that, like, if I ever found 10% of what my parents had, I will be the absolute luckiest man in the entire world. I mean, my every photo we found of my dad where it's him and her, he's looking at her there, you know, they gave each other the world and wanted to see each other, like, get even more. Like, they didn't think that was enough for each other. And, you know, every time I go on stage or I do anything, I bring a little bit of them with me. Like, I found my mom's clatter ring, so I bring that with me around my neck. And I have my dad's belt buckle on, my dad's Wild Turkey belt buckle.
All right.
So I always bring a little bit with me. Right. So Jackie was like, let's do this song. You've got a voice. Like, let's do this and make it fun. And we went to Louis, and Louis was geeked up. He's like, let's, you know, reinventing a classic, let's do this. And we laid it down in a day, and I couldn't be more proud. And it's gotten a lot of traction. I'm very happy. I mean, it was nominated at the Michigan Music Awards for Best Pop Single.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, did not bring home the win, but to be nominated my first year out is insane.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So.
Yeah. You have fans, just so you know, right here.
Let's give this one a listen. Have I Told You Lately? This is Andrew Nichols featuring Jackie Daniels.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Have I told you there's no one else above you?
You fill my heart with gladness.
Take away all my sadness.
Ease my troubles, that's what you do.
For the morning sun in all its glory, grease the day with hope and comfort too.
You fill my life with laughter,
somehow you make it better.
Ease my troubles, that's what you do. There's a love that's divine, and it's yours and it's mine, like the sun. And at the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one, to the one.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Have I told you there's no one else above you? Fill my heart with gladness. Take away all my sadness. Ease my troubles, that's what you do. There's a love that's divine, and it's yours and it's mine, like the sun.
And at the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one,
to the one. Have I told you lately that I love you?
Have I told you there's no one else above you?
Fill my heart with gladness.
Take away all my sadness.
Ease my troubles, that's what you do. Have I told you lately? Have I told you lately that I love you? You fill my heart with gladness.
Take away all my sadness.
Ease my troubles, that's what you do.
This one's for you, Mom and Pops.
You little miss. Really?
I'll tell you, one of the most beautiful songs we have ever had on Vehicle City Sound.
I appreciate that.
Andrew Nichols with Jackie Daniels. Have I told you lately? That is just absolutely an amazing tune.
I mean, you can't beat that.
Thank you for doing that.
You can't beat that velvet sound in Jackie's voice. Like, it's just...
Well, her voice, your voice, sir. Hello? Your voice, sir. Yeah, that's... when you hear that, I say, oh, okay.
He's got, we're serious. He's got some pipes. He's got some pipes.
He's got pipes. No question.
And then you'll see in the next ones, like, you'll see a progression in my voice to finding the new sound that I have. And I absolutely adore it. And we're running with this one. We're running with this one.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back and see that progression. We'll be right back with Vehicle City Sound's Michigan Monday and Andrew Nichols. The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition. We are coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. All the branded clothing that you need, the best in branded giveaways. See Jim and his team, DetroitShirt.com. We just got to hear Have I Told You Lately from Andrew Nichols featuring Jackie Daniels. An absolutely beautiful song. Needed some Kleenex during the advertising break there. But we're back now. We are composed. And Andrew, you know, you told us in the first segment here about writing a song on the plane on the way back from Nashville a couple of years ago after we met you for the first time. And I'm curious about that writing process. What does it look like to you when you sit down and actually put pen to paper with these songs?
So it's incredibly meditative for me. But one thing that I do know is I have to be inspired by something. Like, you can't give me a topic and say, hey, go write a song about this. It has to be something like, it's almost speaking to me from a higher plane, if you will. You know, I'll hear somebody say a line and I'm like, I'll write an entire song around this. Like, I have 6 new songs coming on the way here soon too. And it's cathartic. I've had a personal growth, a ton of personal growth over the last year and a half. And, you know, this has been a big part of it, is kind of helping me find out who I am again and reinventing myself. You know, the next song, Have I Told You, Not Everyone Like Jesus Either. Like I said, it was country kid Nico just walking down the Broadway in Nashville. And some guy was like, you suck. And he just turns and he's like, you know, it's okay if you don't like me. Not everyone like Jesus either. And I stopped like dead in my tracks.
Wow.
And I was like, oh. And then sitting around the island, kitchen island later, and it was just like, you know what? I'm getting so much incredible energy from all these singers and songwriters down at the Josie Music Awards, and down here in Nashville alone. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do this. And I got on the plane, and it just started flowing out. So it was, you know, weirdly enough, I'm a country artist, and I actually got a little bit of inspiration from Eminem. I always thought you had to like rhyme exact words with something that rhymes exactly with them. And now I'm learning that you don't have to do that. You know, he has a video out there. He's like, you know, someone can't rhyme anything with orange. And well, he rhymed like 10 words with orange.
Mm-hmm. So
it's just finding things that work and things from personal experience. And just putting them down on paper and then rewriting it about 75 times.
Well, that happens too. Or letting it sit on the shelf for 10 years and then bringing it back.
But I do know that I have to be in my own headspace. Like, I have to put my headphones in and go completely, no sounds, no nothing. You know, the plane, I had to just cover my ears. And thankfully, it was like a nighttime flight. So no one was talking. People weren't all over the place. But when I write at home, I will sit there, have no TV on, no music, no nothing. The dog's asleep, and I'm just in my own little world. And sometimes it's things
that's very cool
and see on the shelf, and it inspires me for a line.
That is really, really interesting.
Now, and does Nico know you wrote this song based off? Okay.
Oh yeah, he's so proud of it, and he's such a cool kid. Like, he's got.
Oh, isn't he though?
He's got a huge future ahead of him, and you know, he's so infectious.
What a cool observation from his standpoint to be able to collect that and then say or respond in a way that's, yeah, okay, you do your thing, I'm doing mine. Not everyone like Jesus either. What an absolutely amazing thing. And then for you to be able to put it into a song.
I mean, I wish I had that kind of confidence as like a 10-year-old. You know, I think
no doubt
at the time. You know, it's just, it was kind of just, it was taken off of and written about, you know, not everyone's going to like everybody.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know what? Because even the most perfect person in the entire world that's, you know, has ever existed, not everyone liked him. And that's okay. If you don't like me, that is okay. You know what? What other people think of me is none of my business.
Yeah.
True.
If Very I'm true.
True to myself, that's all that really matters.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's give this one a listen. This is Andrew Nichols, Not Everyone Like Jesus.
I walk this road with my head held high. Every step I take, I'm not afraid to try. They say what they want, but it don't change my mind. You either ride with me or get left behind. Some faces turn away, but that's alright. I don't care if you don't like me.
not here to please, just to be myself. Don't need approval from anyone else. This heart beats strong and it won't get weak. You either stand with me or accept defeat. 'Cause love and hate, they both collide. I don't care if you don't like me. Not everyone likes Jesus either, you see. Let the whispers fade, I'll take my stand. Truth on my tongue, I am my own man. I'll stand my ground, I'll stay so true. If you fight for me, I'll fight for you. I walk this road with my head held high. Every step I take, I'm not afraid to try. They say what they want, but it don't change my mind. You either ride with me or get left behind. Some faces turn away, but that's alright. I don't care if you don't like me. Not everyone likes Jesus either. Not everyone likes Jesus either, you see.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
It was actually
Andrew, go ahead. Absolutely love that song, and I love the message, and please keep that one going.
Yes, please.
So the producer on that one, you know, Louis, he's basically, when I walked in, I said the lyric, like, not everyone liked Jesus either. He goes, Nico?
Are you kidding? Oh, that's great. That's great.
He was just like, Nico. And then he just started dying laughing.
Right. Well, a truly unique and a very inspirational song.
Yeah,
and, you know, you talked about earlier staying true to yourself and doing what we all need to do. So what if somebody doesn't like us? Big deal. You know, it's this is what we do. We have fun at it and we support each other. And I love that. You know, you cheer for me, I'll cheer for you.
100%.
Andrew, how do folks find you?
Yes. How do they find you and scope you out?
So TikTok and Instagram, you know, Andrew Nichols Music. Andrew Nichols Tunes. And then, of course, on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, Tidal, Andrew Nichols. And funny enough, there is another Andrew Nichols. I did not realize this when I searched. We were talking for a little while. I messaged him because I was like afraid that a bunch of my music, which some of our stuff has gotten put back and forth on each other's profiles. And we got to talking and he said, well, he's a jazz saxophonist, just pure instrumentalist. And we got to talking. He goes, you'll never know where I'm from. And I was like, give me a shot. Give me a try. Anywhere in the world this guy's from. And he goes, I'm from this little town north of Detroit called Mount Clemens.
Oh, no.
No way.
It was dead silent. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, you don't know it. And I said, I'm from Royal Oak. That's where I'm living right now. And so we've talked about maybe doing something together, doing a little collab.
Oh, how cool would
Nichols
that be?
Nichols or something. Like my new sound with like an outlaw country mixed in with some jazz sax. I think it could be really
cool.
So. But no, yeah, on any of the streaming services is Andrew Nichols. Once I get my band get together and everything, I'm considering moving over to Andrew Nichols and the Tailgaters, you know, and see how that
goes. All right.
So I kind of like that.
I like it.
Something a little set me apart from everything else.
There you go. Well, this next song that we've got queued up is definitely going to set you apart. We absolutely love this. It was released 2 weeks ago. This is Back Road Raised. And I think puts you square in that country sound. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So, I mean, I was I was raised on a little back road out between Richmond and St. Clair, and it was some of the best times of my life. I mean, I got to be a kid. I got to get in trouble. I got to experience and explore. And, you know, it's going home to your roots. This song, when I was writing it, it just made me think of all the times that we had a little bonfire and pulled our trucks. You know, I used to have a love this truck. It was a Ford F-150 short bed manual trans 93. So I was like, I'd miss that truck so much. And, you know, we just back up to a bonfire and put down the tailgate and all of us just sitting there, and everyone would actually turn WYCD like all the way up on all of the radios so that we could just blare all the windows down and, you know, just blast music and way out in the country and just be kids, live life to the fullest and experience everything that there was, you know. And of course I got into my fair share of trouble.
No.
Yeah. We all did out there.
It was an angel, just not sure from which side. But like, I wouldn't give that time up for anything. Yeah, I live more towards the city right now because of work, and you know, it's closer to so much else. But I'll never forget my roots, like where I came from and the experiences that it gave me. It made me who I am today.
And I think
loved that time frame of my life.
That's why this one hits so hard. Just released a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. This is Andrew Nichols, Back Roads Raised.
I was born where the dirt road bends, the math don't matter in the blacktop ends. Bonfires burning with a six-pack wide, with a Ford tailgate and a steel string wide. Ain't got much, but it's ours to claim. Every rusty bond's got a family name. I was back roads raised, whiskey strong. Sunday morning, sinner with a Friday night song. Boots in the mud, pocket full of red clay. Print in my blood, ain't no other way. If you wanna know me and where I stay, I'm back roads raised. A dog that runs when the shotgun's loud. Neighbors 2 miles, but they feel like crowd. Work all week just to make ends meet, but the stars shine free on a tailgate seat. It's a country life with small town fight. I wouldn't trade nothing for that city life. I was back. Sunday morning, Santa with a Friday night song. Boots in the mud, pocket full of red clay. Print in my blood, ain't no other way. If you wanna know me and where I stay, I'm back road raised.
I'm back road raised.
I'm back road raised. When I die, carve it on my grave. Here lies a man who was back roads raised. I'm back roads raised. I was back roads raised, whiskey strong. Sunday morning, Santa with the Friday night.
Sir. Quarter Peep, I think I know where that's going.
your playlist and my playlist.
You got it.
And I think there needs to be a line dance to this. Like,
it's in the works.
Is it?
It's in the works, yes. You know, it's that song. It's a totally new sound for me. Like,
you know, it's interesting. You said that at the onset, Andrew. Listen to these three songs, and the progression is really interesting. You own that.
This song.
That's your song.
This song is
absolutely own that.
And it's, you know, it's a little Eric Church. It's a little Luke Combs. It's a little Orville Peck. You know, it's. I'm inspired by like the 90s and early 2000s country singers. Everyone from Clay Walker to Chris Cagle to Alan Jackson. I mean, everyone from like Joe DiMassina, just all of the greats and legends. Like, I want to bring a little bit of that back, you know, and even the cover art for this song. We actually went out and I'm kneeling down. That is the back road that I was raised on. All the way out, and the woods right on the right side of the photo. That's my old house,
Andrew. No, that is so cool.
And we drove all the way out there, just so cool. You know, and my photographers were great. It was starting to rain, and they were like, "Let's get this. Go.
You're like, "No, go."
Well, it's an amazing tune. I know a lot of folks are going to be downloading that and listening a lot more.
Yes,
and I have a feeling.
Now.
That's going to be a theme song at somebody's field party with a keg in the middle.
I'm hoping.
All right. Hey, we have had a blast tonight with Andrew Nichols. It has been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, sir. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I've wanted to be on this show for, it was a goal of mine when I started recording. It was definitely a goal of mine to be on this show.
I'm flattered.
I was like, I know that I would have actually have a shot and that this is actually something if I was able to get on this show.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate having you on, and we know that there's going to be a lot more. A lot more.
Anytime. Yep. I'm more than happy to.
All right. Hey, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have The New Day.
Looking forward to that. That should be some fun rockers from the Michigan area. Hey, that is a wrap on this week's edition of Michigan Monday. We are absolutely honored to have had Andrew Nichols on the show. Andrew, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Hey, folks out there, if you know some more folks like Andrew that you would like us to have on the show, please give us a shout, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That is the email address. We know we're going to be tracking him down and coming to see him live. So if you want to know where we're going to be going, the schedule is up on our website, vehiclecitysound.com. We would love to see you out a show. And we would love for you to follow our mantra, do good things.